You're listening to SBS News.
This week should have seen Theresa May's deal to leave the European Union put to the House of Commons for a third time in a bid to get it passed. But unexpectedly, the Speaker of Parliament, John Bercow, stepped in.
What the government cannot legitimately do is to resubmit to the House the same proposition, or substantially the same proposition, as that of last week, which was rejected by 149 votes.
The ruling has apparently taken the government by surprise. Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay was terse when asked for a reaction by reporters.
Well, we need to consider the Speaker's comments and look at that and obviously give it due consideration, and that's what we'll do.
The ruling has put Britain on a knife edge. Brexiters seeking a complete break from the EU see a no-deal exit as now more likely, while others think Ms May might now put off Brexit beyond the set date of March the 29th, providing she can get European approval to do that. Channel 4's political editor Gary Gibbon says the Speaker's decision is understandable and has its roots in 400 years of parliamentary tradition.
The idea behind this convention that you don't just keep coming back and back with the same measure is that the government is not meant to sort of browbeat the legislature, the MPs, into doing something they don't want to do. It's meant to listen to them, heed what they say. So the Speaker's upheld this convention. I think in the end, the government probably will find, think of all the clever people they employ in Whitehall, a way of working round this.
Whether or not the government can find a way to put the vote to the House one more time, one of the government's most senior law officers, Solicitor General Robert Buckland, says this is a major constitutional crisis.
There's no doubt now that even if members of Parliament wanted to coalesce around a consensus on a meaningful vote, it's going to be very difficult without change. And that, frankly, isn't helpful to the process of an orderly Brexit.
One possibility open to the government is prorogation. That's a process by which the government ends a session of Parliament prematurely and starts up a new one. Pro-Brexit MP Owen Paterson says that the intention of Parliament is clear, and that is for Britain to leave the European Union, come what may, on March the 29th.
We can now move on and grasp this opportunity, and the Prime Minister has a real chance to go to the Council on Thursday and make it very clear that the current law of the land, passed by an overwhelming majority of MPs, is that we will leave at 11 o'clock on the 29th of March.
He says Britain can leave the EU and after that negotiate a trade agreement that had previously been discussed by the EU some months back.
We've got a strong hand. We can leave on the 29th. We save ourselves £39 billion, which is £64 million per constituency. And we are in a position to look the EU in the eye and say, right, let's go back to your offer of a wide-ranging free trade agreement, which Tusk made back in March.
Another MP, Rachel McLean, who voted in favour of Mrs May's deal in the last vote, says that the Speaker's intervention may finally move things along.
Something will have to change to unblock this logjam and actually deliver what voters want, which is certainty, and for us to get on with it.
The pound fell to its lowest point of the day against the euro and the US dollar following the Speaker's announcement, but recovered after the government said negotiations on a deal with Northern Ireland's DUP party were continuing. The DUP has propped up Mrs May's government since the last election. The intervention from the Speaker almost certainly means Ms May is likely to have to go to this week's Brussels summit with a request for a long extension to Article 50, which could mean the UK would have to spend millions of pounds on running European Parliament elections. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.